Oh, we're in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. And I have my dear friend, Aaron McAllister here.
Oh, it's too good.
If you don't know Aaron, we have been friends for a long time. And you are, what are you, CEO?
Yeah, I'm CEO, founder.
Founder of Fit As, we don't say.
No, we don't. We definitely get Fit As. Can we just give the audience a quick background on how this came about?
Well, I was talking to myself on my own podcast yesterday and I was like, this isn't going to work. And I've said to Aaron for a long time, hey, we need to do a podcast together because we talk that much shit. Obviously, Holiday has joined because it is not nap time. But yeah, we'll give a quick background on how Aaron and I met.
Oh. We're going straight into it.
Well, I feel like they need a little bit of like.
Can we supply evidence on this one as well? Like, is there any way we can supply screenshots? Because I've got some screenshots.
No, there's no fucking screenshots. I don't. What screenshots?
Yeah, exactly right. You don't want to go there.
I don't even know. No, so.
Yeah, you don't want to go there. That's right. Now you remember.
I don't remember.
We're here now, right? So we might as well go through with it, right?
Yeah.
So I kick this story off?
Yeah, you kick it off because I don't remember.
She's backing out already. No. Okay. So, I was in Greece at the time and I was giving someone a haircut. No, someone was giving me a haircut and it was posted on Ronnie's stories, right? Mykonos. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie, old friend Ronnie. Yeah. Okay.
You're like,
yep.
Who is that? That's what you said, right? But say, agree?
That is true.
Yeah. Okay. And then, I'd followed you anyway. I was following you for a while.
I was single, guys, by the way. I'd gone through a separation. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Right. And then you messaged me and then there was a bit of backwards and forth and kind of.
It was very casual. It was not like flirtatious.
No, it was just casual. It was a bit of slide in the DM style, but nothing too crazy, right? But then there was the slide in, the official slide in that I've got proof of, right? And it's
we were at the same party or something.
No, you said I don't normally do this, but yeah, you remember now, don't you?
No, because that's my fucking line that I use with most when I was single.
Really? Okay. Well, Ruby goes, I don't really do this, but would you like to have coffee or dinner with me? All right. And then I said, yeah, cool, no problem.
This is bullshit. I don't remember it.
100%. I got screenshots, right? And then I go, yeah, no problem. We can do that. Anyway, you made plans with me and then you fucking didn't turn up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Then you went to Sydney and then you're like, I'm coming to Brisbane. Let's catch up. And you're posting all over your Instagram, but you never fucking contacted me, right? So I was just like,
yeah.
Who the fuck is this? Am I allowed to swear on this?
Yeah, we can't swear this. Yeah.
Who's this bitch? Like, who the fuck? Like, anyway, I said, I'm not contacting you. So that went on. Then we actually created a lunch.
No, we didn't create a lunch.
We created a lunch and we all went to
We
lunch.
Ended up at the same lunch.
No, we created a lunch and invited everyone else along. But me and you kind of really got on really well. And I actually said to you, listen, I didn't think you were as cool as you are. You're very cool. I really like you. You're cool. All
and right? You were wearing a heinous shirt.
No, which that was like the next a party. Major... That was the next
No,
party.
that was like a red flag. Yeah, no, you always wore those fucking
Remember I used to have the stop. Can we get like into what you okay.
Anyway, so we're at this party. Nothing had happened. I was kind of like definitely great vibes between us, but in like a non-sexual way for me personally.
Okay.
Says you, Mr. Samba dancing jumba. Like, are you kidding? So we're at a party and then no joke. And I have evidence. I have a person who was there at that party and we're dancing and stuff. And you tried to kiss me.
Go on.
You did.
No, I didn't.
And I didn't kiss you and then I went home.
This is what your memory is so bad, right? I'm going to remind you of what it was. It wasn't when we were dancing. It's when I said goodbye to you, right?
Yeah.
And you ran away, right? We didn't kiss. You ran away. You got freaked out, right?
Because of your shirt.
Yeah, well, whatever, right?
And the dancing.
And the dancing. Anyway, fast forward, a year later, I moved to Byron Bay. Was it? About a year. So I moved to Byron Bay, and then I started to train you, hang out. We just became really good mates. That's actually what happened. And I'm so, and do you want to talk about some of the incidences in Byron Bay?
You're so glad. I'm so glad nothing ever happened. It wouldn't have happened.
No, it wouldn't have.
Like, you know what? I'm glad those shirts were a force field to protect me.
I wish you could supply evidence with this because.
Of your shirts,
of the
shirts, that was
of the text messages, everything.
Anyway, there's no evidence. Long story short, Aaron had a crack. I ran away.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And then later on, I was like, oh, he's a really good PT. Like, he's moved to Byron. We did have, like, a friendship.
Yeah.
And we started hanging out. And
can I talk about one of the times we hung out? It was so cool because I turned up. And I had ripped jeans. Remember the ripped jeans?
God.
We went to where was it? It was down at we went to down in Habitat. And I walked, and you said to me, Aaron, what are you doing with what you're wearing? And I was like, I thought I was quite fashionable coming from Brisbane. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, man, the rips, they got to go. And she goes,
it was like Backstreet Boys.
You go, you're
had sex with a muscle man.
You go, you're a you're a 7 and you could be a 10, right? I was like, no, she goes, you could be a 10 if you dress like that. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I go, what am I now? And you go, you're a 7. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a 7? Come to me, gave me.
Not that it's about looks, but like the jeans, like I guess
I remember them jeans. And you know what? I never wore them again. And I did, honestly. I can tell you, I took a lot of advice from the dressing. I got and when you move to Byron, everything gets baggier. Man, let me tell you a story about Natalia, all right? I've got a partner.
Natalia, for reference, is Aaron's beautiful partner.
Mate, another story about fashion, right? So Natalia's in fashion. She does, you know, she's worked in design and whatnot. Anyway, she's going to Zara, and I wanted a denim jacket. And I was like, hey, babe, can you – no, it wasn't babe. It was early days, like 2 or 3 weeks in. I said, can you just take some pictures?
It was babe.
Can you take some pictures of denim jackets for me? I'm like, yeah. She goes, took pictures, right? 1 second, there's a big something come past. So she took these pictures, right? And she took like 6 denim jackets, and she told me the ones she liked, and there's one with fluoro pink spray paint on the back. And I go to her, what about this one, right? Like just having her on, right? And she goes, oh, it kind of suits your vibe. I could see you wearing that. And I was
like, no one should ever do that.
Boy, I was so upset. I was like, that's what you think of me? Like,
because you have a pink lounge. And you have like all those like,
anyway,
like you have very out there style.
That's the, I don't now. It's a lot less.
That's our intro.
It's a lot less.
That's our intro of how we met. And then we ended up, though, having Aaron's probably one of my dearest friends that I don't contact enough. But I count him, like, as part of, you know, my family. And
shit.
Yeah. And I feel like we can hang out together and not have to talk. And it's fine.
Yeah and it's not like we hang out together and not talk to each other. That's
that has happened too, like when I used to mow your lawns.
Too good. All right, what's the subject? Have we got a subject?
Yeah, I think, you know what, for our first one, I think our podcast that we want to put forward is going to be about, you know, your truths, productivity, and how to make positive change in your life.
That's heavy. That's so big.
I think it is. Like, you know, we're not perfect. We're always learning and evolving. And I think the most important thing is we want you to turn this podcast on. And in this, sorry, we cut out for a hot second because
okay,
as you're going to learn, Our podcast is completely unsponsored, unedited, and unfiltered. So you're going to get what you get. But we want you to tune into this podcast, and it's not a long one, but it's going to be a goodie, and it's going to be used for productivity. We want you, when listening, whether it's cleaning out your fridge you've left sitting there for ages, or if it is, can we just do this again? Because this fucking thing that Holidays Open's making noise. Don't worry. Let's just not bother.
No, keep doing it. It's okay. I'll keep going. So, guys, we're going to kind of do these once or twice a week. And basically, we're just going to talk about whatever comes up. You guys are actually going to ask us questions on Ruby's platform. And then we're going to discuss them. So we'll be able to kind of address anything that you guys want to talk about. What I would probably suggest is it's probably going to be something that we can both talk about, because you're going to probably have a lot of things just for Ruby.
Aaron, I've got a lot to talk about, so don't worry. No,
yeah.
But what we're going to talk – I know what we're going to talk about, okay? We are going to give back something. We want you to be able to take away something, whether it's you're having a shit day and we've shifted your mood, or we've given you a tool that we've personally learned ourselves – to cope with whatever fuckness sometimes life can throw at you, whether it's, you know, getting out of toxic relationships. Aaron has a massive depth of knowledge on moving through grief, which I think if people know Aaron and know his story, he lost his wife tragically. And I've gone through, you know, separation with kids. There's a lot to gain, and we want to give back. And we're not always going to get it right, but it's just our input with a few laughs along the way. And we can't wait to see you for next week's.
Do you know what we should do next week, actually? I reckon we should talk about our last 5 years each, right?
Oh, God.
So people can, because a lot of your audience won't know me. They'll all know you, but it's probably, they're probably interested to see a summary of your last 5 years. And then after that, we can keep going, I reckon.
How many times in the last 5 years have I called you crying?
No, we'll come up with it, but it'll be like a 5-year snapshot. Let's do that.
Yep. Okay. We'll see you back then. And leave us any comments, questions, and please remember that there's going to be swearing in these episodes and topics that may trigger you, so we will try and give some warning.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
See you guys.